Ron, you were at the Penn State Iowa game, and there seems to be some major fallout here with Iowa fans booing Penn State players who were injured, apparently, thinking they were faking it. What I thought was a really regrettable, to say the least, act by an Iowa coach on the sidelines when one of the Penn State guys was down, this assistant coach, whoever he was. You all right, Ron? What happened?
The chair got away from me. I better call Shendorovich and Fishman.
That was unbelievable. And this coach feigned like he was falling down. And I just thought that was ridiculous,
really,
and embarrassing.
It was.
What did you notice in the stadium?
I did not see that part of it. It was the fans thought that Penn State guys were faking injuries to slow down Iowa's momentum. A couple of the guys got hurt like right after big plays. And I did notice that it seemed like, okay, they had a big play, somebody went down, and they booed loudly. I mean, it wasn't a little bit of booze. It was a lot of booze. They thought they were trying to intentionally slow down Iowa's team. Now, a couple of those guys came in like the next play, too, which didn't added to their anger. I think Brisker went down. He's their best defensive player. Went down and then came back the very next play after he was out one. A couple of those guys didn't, though. And, I mean, Franklin was really ticked about it after the game, but really yesterday.
We're going to hear that. Why would Brisker fake an injury? Why would you want him to fake and leave for a play if he's one of your top two or three defensive players?
I mean, I don't think they were. I'm just trying to tell you what the Iowa fans were thinking because they see him, he's down and out. I guess even Ferentz, the coach, said that their guys are down and out, and then they come running back in on the next play. And he says our fans smelled a rat. It was really Iowa handled it very poorly. I thought the coaches. The one flop, and I read about that. I did not see it during the game.
The one what?
The one that's flopped.
Oh, flopping, yeah.
That's just ridiculous. But, it seemed to happen a couple of them after big Iowa plays. But as Franklin pointed out, they don't run a spread, hurry-up offense. They huddle, run a play. They huddle, run a play. There was no momentum, really, to slow down. The boos were very loud. You could hear them very loud.
I think that's embarrassing. I'm sorry. You know, unless it's blatantly obvious, if you're a fan, you better be sure. But it's one thing for fans to do it. It's another.
Oh, the coaches. Ridiculous.
For that coach. And then another for Ferentz to come out after a win, by the way, and talk about the fans smelled a rat to give them credence for what they did. What's he doing?
Defending his fans, I guess. I probably figures I got to live with those people. I'm not going to rip them. It was not a pleasant.
I think you can get away somewhere between ripping them and giving and saying they smelled a rat. I think there's a middle ground there.
There's no doubt. But I did not know about that coach, assistant coach. That's ridiculous.
Have you seen that?
I have not.
No, it was really embarrassing, I think, for that program. But you're right. Franklin was pretty passionate about this yesterday. Let's give a listen to what he had to say.
First of all, I would ask anybody that's listening to take your Penn State hat off or take your Iowa hat off. I'm just going to talk in what I believe and what I think from a strategy standpoint, from a common sense perspective, from what's good for football, in my opinion, college football. So how does this strategy make sense against a huddle team? People use this strategy to slow people down. Spread offenses, tempo offenses. They huddle. So that strategy did not make sense in this situation. In our 6 years of playing them, 6 years straight, 4-2 with our record, has that ever shown up? Has anybody seen that? In my 8 years as a head coach, has that showed up at Penn State? In my 12 years as a head coach, has that showed up? Has not showed up. Plus, our defense is playing lights out. Our defense is playing great. Our defense is playing lights out. We turned the ball over to start the game inside the 5-yard line, held no field goal. So again, go back and check it. And again, I'm not talking I got tremendous respect for the University of Iowa. I got tremendous respect for their fans. It was a hell of a game in a tough environment. I'm not making excuses. I'm just stating how I see the facts. Take your fan hats off. I want the Penn State fans to take their hats off. Now let's talk about injuries. Okay, now hold on a second. Before that, now put yourself in the shoes of a parent. Of a parent.
What is he doing?
Your son is down on the field.
Sounds like the Indianapolis 500.
And the stadium is booing. We didn't just boo that. We booed balls falling off tees by the wind. I don't know who we were booing for that. We weren't gaining an advantage of that. But your son's down on the field with an injury, and I just told you P.J. Mustipher is done for the year, and we're booing. Is that good for college football? Is that good for college football?
Very emotional, Joe. Sounded like he was doing it at the Indianapolis 500, yeah. But he wasn't that passionate about it after the game. But he clearly was ready yesterday because he pulled out, you know, a paper out of it. He wanted to make sure he got all his points across.
Yeah, probably because the other coach gave it all credence by right. saying they smelled a rat. I think it's pretty reprehensible by Kirk Ferentz and the fans at Iowa, honestly. I believe Franklin in this instance. I don't know why you would. First of all, it would have to be a premeditated strategy. Like we've all seen it against hurry up offenses. Hey, let's go down once in a while and try to slow them down.
But that's not our
offense. What would you
offense.
Say going into this game? Hey, if Iowa gets a big play on offense, somebody, Brisker, you're one of our best players. I want you to fake an injury after that. It's ridiculous. To me, it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. It is. But, I mean, you know, fans can be fans, but the coaching part of it, Ferentz should know better, and certainly his assistant coach. I mean, that's just repulsive.
I agree. And it's interesting that Franklin termed this as a strategy when teams do it, and it is. I mean, we've seen it, right?
Against the high-powered, quick offenses, yeah, you don't want to let them get into a rhythm.
He was very passionate about that. Your son is down on the field and the stadium is booing. Unless, you know, there are probably people out there who just don't like James Franklin or Penn State that want to say that he's lying here. You were at the game.
I don't think in this case he's lying. And you know, I've had my problems with Franklin over the years. I think he's quite arrogant and can be condescending. But in this case, you know, I think his passion, you could tell he was speaking from his heart. And in this case, I believe him.
412-928-9370. Meantime, back to the NFL. We got a game tonight, but we also have the NFL Players Association demanding that they see the rest of the emails in regards to this Washington investigation, Washington football team investigation, that suddenly got pointed at John Gruden, got pointed at Adam Schefter, and both of those, man, once it's out, and obviously Gruden is in a different league all by himself and needed to go. Schefter, his reputation is absolutely tarnished. I mean, he's put out a couple tweets in the last 24 hours, and no matter how innocuous the tweet might be, he gets absolutely shredded.
Did you get approval before
exactly.
you tweeted that? Right?
Yes, every single one of them. One of them was on some guy's injured. Did you get approval for that from him? Did he read your story, Mr. Editor? Just a complete embarrassment, really, for him, and way worse for Gruden. But now what, Ron? Now what's going to happen? What does the league, should the league turn these things over?
In the name of transparency, you would think yes, but I'm not expecting it to happen. Clearly, they wanted to get rid of Gruden. I mean, I'm not quite sure why. Maybe it's because he really went after Roger Goodell in a lot of these emails, and maybe Roger just said, hey, I'll get the last laugh on you. But I don't think they're going to say in the league's best interest, we're not necessarily going to release this. Should they? Yeah. Will they? No. What do you think?
If they're forced to, they will. I think the NFLPA is, I'm not sure if it's something legal maneuvering that they're doing or just imploring the league to do this. But I think in the end, if they're forced to, they will. Otherwise, I agree with you that they'll selectively keep
protect
these emails.
Their own, so to speak.
Because I bet you some of their own would be in trouble if those emails came out, you know?
Yep.
And I bet you some other people in the league would be.
Probably a lot of nervous people out there, I would think.
Definitely.
Wondering if it's going to come out.
And a lot of people wondering, you know, if this might provide a peek into the thinking of a lot of powerful people in that league behind the scenes, right? I think that's what the players want. DeMora Smith said it.
Yeah, about he thinks, you know, there might be some sort of conspiracy against hiring black coaches, you know, that could be a part of it, that could show up in these emails. There's a lot of different tentacles to it. There really are.
Ben spoke yesterday. Was it yesterday?
Yes.
We heard a little bit of it, but he was also, as Ron mentioned earlier, very passionate about Juju and a couple of other topics of interest. Let's take a listen to the rest of the Ben clips from yesterday, and we can just run it and talk about it as we move along here. That's next on Cook and Joe.